Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying,
I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with an unquenchable fire.
Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven.
You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, grace to you and peace from God, our Creator, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, change is at the forefront of our gospel lesson this morning. People are looking to John the Baptist as the Messiah, as they hope for change. John encourages, but also warns, that there is one who is coming that far surpasses his own power. Well, this interesting tone is pretty relatable, I think, when we are considering change. Change is almost always both really exciting, but also very stressful. Change intersects with hope and loss in a profound way that it makes it easy to understand why sometimes we may either want to avoid change completely or usher it in as quickly as possible. In the case of the people who have been suffering at the oppressive hand of the Romans, they are excited for the potential change in their world that the Messiah can bring. There's change more profound than anyone can imagine taking place in the baptisms that day. The water that John baptizes with does not seem so out of place or different from the world that the people already know. This water is used as part of a cleansing ritual in the Jordan. That is a blessing. It's a commitment to God and a physical experience of the mercy that God has for the people. A reminder of the forgiveness of sins. This ritual, this baptism, is part of a process that would be familiar. We too are washed clean of sin in our baptism, but we know this change is a process. The baptism and forgiveness of sins, it's not a one-off event. It's a cycle that continues on and on. We die to sin every day, but we are made alive by the saving mercy of Jesus Christ. Now, I think we are most familiar with change that happens every day as part of our life cycle. These changes occur all around us. The seasons change in cycle. Our lives change in cycle. And we know, as we've seen, the cycle of variants, the rising and lowering of cases of COVID that we experience. Now, I brought a few visual aids with me this morning, something that helped me understand the different changes that happen. And one of them helps us understand those changes in cycles. So let me grab one of these out here for you this morning. One of these things that help us remember change in cycles is a football. Yes, yesterday some of you are probably chuckling because you know for the first time in my life, my favorite football team, the Cincinnati Bengals, won a playoff game. Now, I've watched as that team has changed. The players, the coaches, the whole league has changed. And finally, last night, thanks to the cycles that take place, the shifting of players, development of talent, and training for that big day, finally paid off for the team with a big win. I'm going to put this football away, but we remember this process will continue. And even through all the losses, I enjoyed rooting for my team, the camaraderie, the excitement, the disappointment, and the hope for things to come. It's a cycle. And the cycle is more important than any one day that I could celebrate. The cycles of our lives can be a constant reminder of our baptism. They give us daily courage to live in God's mercy and make small changes that can improve the cycles around us. Just as I hope each day to live as Christ did, I sin and I try again the next to live into the covenant made and my baptism with God. Ecological preservation and restoration seek to help facilitate the natural cycle of the earth that is disrupted by greed and sin and pollution. Jesus, as fully human, participates in all of these cycles and in this cycle of baptism that we live in when he's baptized by John. Now, John the Baptist mentions, though, that the Messiah is coming to baptize not just with the water, not just in these cycles, but with fire, the Holy Spirit. This is not a change within the cycle of our lives, but a complete disruption, something that totally breaks the cycle and bursts forth. This is a change that we may pine for and really seek to avoid. So now this is different from the changes in cycles. This is something completely disruptive. And so I have a different visual aid for this. I brought along with me this morning some popcorn. This popcorn represents this other kind of change that occurs in our baptism. And as you can see, I wasn't able to manage holding off eating all of it, but I did keep some of it to bring this morning. Fire is an important part of the changing in this tasty treat. The kernel is heated and the popcorn literally bursts forth from it. There's no going back to that kernel. This has been changed through the heat into something tasty, magnificent, and new. Jesus comes to earth, enmeshed with the Holy Spirit and God, the Creator. The Spirit literally comes down as a dove during Jesus' baptism, as a physical reminder that the Trinity is present as this sacrament takes place. The Holy Spirit binds us together as one body in Christ Jesus and ushers us into this completely new community, a transformed community, a baptized community. We wrestle with the cycles of our lives each day, but our purpose when we are baptized is changed forever. There's no way to separate ourselves from this love and mercy that surpasses all understanding. We make promises as those in our community of faith, and when they are baptized, we affirm and acknowledge that this person will be someone we are committed to caring, loving, and raising as best we can, together in community. We are transformed by baptism into a community of love, faith, and service that shifts our purpose from inward pursuit of ourselves to an outward pursuit for God's will with our lives. Fire and water, mercy of God, and transformation of the Holy Spirit embodied in Christ our Lord. Now, this is why I imagine in our reading from Acts, the apostles head out to the church in Samaria. Now, the apostles don't have possession over the Holy Spirit. They don't carry it in a cage or in a box. They're not allowed to dole it out only as they see appropriate. No, they are welcoming the church in Samaria into the broader Christian community, helping them to see and feel the Holy Spirit at work in the church, in their baptism, and in their love for one another as a holy community. The Holy Spirit is present in the connectedness we share with one another, the transformation into family. Now, I know it's a lot of talk about moving pieces, change and transformation, fire and water, two elements with a contradictory nature that combine into a sacrament of our faith. In many ways, this act of baptism is a reminder of how Jesus himself is such a wonderful mystery, both fully human and fully God. Now, personally, I think it would be easier if we could get maybe a formula sheet or the right concentration so that we could understand Jesus perfectly. But instead, we are left in the mystery of faith that gathers us in, leaves us in wonder every day, and transforms us into new community with one another. Now, as we know, tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Many of us will have time off work or will participate in learning about civil rights leaders and the leadership, or maybe we will participate in service. Now, while we often read quotes or watch videos of Martin Luther King's amazing speeches, he and so many other civil rights leaders embody the baptismal promise in their work. Their work lives in both the everyday cycles of life, lifting up where there is brokenness in those cycles, and moving for transformation in the world. A focus on racism and the cycles of violence, poverty, and death that it creates. A passion for improving the systems that empower hatred and action so that they are no longer hatred, but they include all. And they confront the cycles of racism where it resides in our everyday life. Yet at the same time, searching and fighting for transformation, envisioning and working towards a world that would be unrecognizable to the one that we have lived in, so ingrained with white supremacy and other forms of oppression. Radical welcome into a movement of justice and love for neighbor that contrasts so sharply the powers of sin that would seek to divide us and remove us from community. We are called into this mission of justice and peace through our baptism. As baptized people of God, we are called into a new purpose, both in the cycles of our lives and in the transformation that the Spirit brings. We are gathered in community with Jesus, and we are called to be His church, to be, through our baptism, the body of Christ in the world. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the opportunity each day to be a part of the world and to be transformed in our baptism by you. You are a God of mystery, but you bless us with faith in you that goes beyond all knowledge. Let us be cleansed by your holy water and transformed by your holy fire. Let the Spirit guide us in all that we do in this day and always. Amen.